Hello and welcome to today's episode of the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. Today's reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, so a shorter reading today. And the title for this episode is Strict Training. The Apostle Paul says this: "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." As I've mentioned before in these podcast episodes, I once run a marathon, the London Marathon. My time, 4 hours, 1 minute, 52 seconds, was something that I was very happy with. To achieve that time, I had to go into strict training. And for a while, I really did train thoroughly. I worked out a training program. I did longer runs, shorter runs. I attended to diet. And I really worked hard because I wanted to enjoy the experience and I wanted to run well. If I ran a marathon now, many years later, well, actually only a few years later, I dread to think what time I would manage. In fact, I dread to think how I could possibly get round the course doing it faster than walking pace. I'm not in training any longer. And what Paul encourages us to do in these verses is to go into strict training in the Christian life. And it's clear that we're not going to run the race that is Christian discipleship well if we don't have a good training regime. Training for us is the spiritual disciplines, things like coming together to worship with the people of God, reading the Bible and praying, perhaps in a small group, but certainly day by day on our own. Fasting is an important spiritual discipline, and simplicity, clearing away the clutter of our lives so that we can better focus on God. God calls us to get into shape spiritually. Which of these regular disciplines is God challenging us about? Perhaps it's all of them, perhaps it's one, perhaps it's a few. May we respond and be disciplined disciples so that we can run the race well. So God calls us to get into shape spiritually. And to encourage us, he shows us the wonderful prize that is ours if we are able to do that. Verse 24 doesn't mean that only an elite few can get the prize. Indeed, if we press the image, the elite one gets the prize. It's just the Apostle Paul, because I think we recognise that we're not going to outstrip him in the life of discipleship. No, the prize is available to all, but we are all to run as well as we can, to train as hard as we can, to train and to run as if we want to win. But at the end of the day, all of us can be on the winner's rostrum. All of us can have the gold medal. All of us can know Christ more deeply. All of us can invest in the kingdom of heaven. All of us can know that we will see our Lord Jesus face to face And as the hymn puts it, cast our crowns before him, lost in wonder, love and praise. This is a prize that is shared amongst all the people of God. And so we ask ourselves, what's our training regimes? What do our training regimes look like? It's time for us to get into shape spiritually. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this powerful image that comes up elsewhere in Scripture, comparing the Christian life to a race. We pray that you would help us to run that race well. Indeed, that you would help us to run as those who are seeking to get the prize. Thank you for the example of the Apostle Paul in doing this. And we ask today that you would help us with our spiritual disciplines, simplicity and fasting and Bible and prayer and worship. Lord, where you're putting your finger on our lives and saying that you want something to change, may we respond to the promptings of your word and your spirit, your promptings, O Lord. Give us the grace, the transforming grace, that we might change. And Lord, thank you for the wonderful, wonderful prize. Thank you that we can all attain that prize, that we can all gain it. Thank you for your grace that makes this possible for us. And so, Father, we want to keep our eyes fixed on your Son, the Lord Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour and our goal. We want to pursue him. We want to live for him and live for that day when we will see him face to face. May we hear on that day the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," because by his grace we've been able to run well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.